I'd like to call to order the McDonough Local Board of Education regular meeting for Thursday, July 28th, 2016, at 7:05 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Mrs. Harvey?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Mr. Saganich?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move on to item four, approve the agenda for the regular meeting of July 28th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Claes.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Back up on the discussion.
Yes.
On the item under personnel, item 12, technology coordinator. There was it says to approve the above chaperones instead of technology coordinator.
And those actually should all say to approve the above resolution on all of them. I think that's something we had changed.
Okay,
it seems like it went back, so
okay.
Yeah.
So the word is resolution?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item five, student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're pleased to inform you that just before the end of the school year, or right at the end of the school year, Mr. Carquito was notified that McDonough High School had was being honored by the U.S. News and World Report list of best high schools with the bronze medal. U.S. News and World Report makes these awards yearly in May and June, we received a notification from Sean O'Brien, state representative, and this of the certificate. So it was a good way to end the school year.
I think that deserves some applause.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mr. Carquito's out there. Thank you. Congratulations. Anything else under
that's
student
it
separate? Team. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Austin.
The staff, is that for teachers?
No. Well, they sign in, they can speak later. Move on to item six, executive session. I need a motion to enter executive session to discuss under A, employment, which would be A2, and 7, compensation, and B, to consider the purchase of property for public purposes or the sale of property at competitive bidding.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Saganich.
What time is this?
Time would be 7:11. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Yeah, we'll go in the back.
What time did you call?
7:11? Yeah. Item number 7, to adjourn executive session. Need a resolution to adjourn the executive session at 7:35.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey. Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. We'll move on to item 8, recognition of visitors and audience participation. Now, Mr. Hart is here to speak for TCTC.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just got a few pass on to you. The one item I'm passing on to you is the enrollment for the school for 16-17. And it shows mostly all the kids, and then if you turn it over, you can see all the programs there and what they're capable of handling and what they are set at so far. The only thing that's not on there is your students with disability. They have not all come in yet. Those have been counted and put in there, so there will be another one forthcoming. But I also have here so far is that the students with disabilities, it shows you the percentage that has gone to the TCTC from McDonald and every across the county that the TCTC handles. Any questions on the information I gave you?
Just
no, thank you.
The same each year?
No, it's not. It fluctuates.
It doesn't matter the size of the school, just...
Yeah, it does. Anything else? That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Any audience participation? Mrs. Woods?
Joe couldn't get here, she'd call him and try to troubleshoot it, talking to him on the phone. So, I, you know, those are just concerns that I have that I think we all thought, oh, good, we're going to get a full-time person. So when I have trouble with my smart board or something's not working on my computer, I can get a hold of Joe and he'll come fix it for me. But now it doesn't sound like that. So that's, I would just like clarification why we went back to doing part-time.
I can't be more. One of the things that we looked at was we knew that you guys needed availability during the school day. And I know, like you said, and I think, you know, Joe coming in at 7 was above and beyond probably the call of duty for him. But our concern was, is what happens at 11 o'clock in the morning when something breaks? What happens at 1 o'clock in the afternoon as well? And even with the online testing, you need someone there. You're doing an afternoon session, you run into the same issues that you could run into in the morning. So we knew there was a need for someone to be in the building with you guys, communicating with you directly, face-to-face, not through as many tickets and, you know, hey, I left him an email, I left him a message, and then he comes in and tries to take care of it at night when you're not here, and then we don't have that communication. We also looked at, we wanted somebody who was there to develop a technology plan, because I know, speaking for myself, but I think everybody, we don't view it as just someone who fixes things. We want someone to be here to develop a technological plan for the district, to work with the administration to really put things in place for the future. It's not enough just to buy the computers and say, okay, we're done. It's, you know, how are we going to use them? What's the best computer we can buy? I'll give you an example. I mean, there were districts that spent tens of thousands of dollars on iPads for testing. You can't use iPads for testing, and they were out that money because someone didn't do the research. So we want to make sure we get that person in place. So the key for us was how to get someone here during the day. Is it perfect at the part-time? No. But like you said, that they're going to be able to remote in and handle any software issues, any problems you're having with your computer. You know, and the same thing was going to happen no matter what. You brought up a good point with E-rate. Whether we hired a full-time person, they still were going to go to an E-rate meeting. So they're going to miss some time. There's no question. Just like teachers and guidance counselors, principals all have meetings that they're not there. Mrs. Ross, we think, did a wonderful job. That wasn't a matter of us saying we didn't want Mrs. Ross to do that anymore. I know with her commitments to College Credit Plus, that was something that she said, hey, I can't do College Credit Plus. And so we agreed that makes sense. I mean, we got to do what's best for the kids there, and College Credit Plus outweighed that. So that was our goal, is to how do we put someone in your building talking to you, talking to the teachers, and having that level of communication. It's not perfect, probably. Maybe it's not. It's something that we have to look at and see, does this work? I think it's a drastic improvement to have someone here during the day that you guys are talking to instead of having someone at night who's trying to troubleshoot when you're not there.
Well, I guess I just wonder why it was advertised as full-time and now we went back to part-time. And he won't necessarily be in our building because he'll be in Hubbard, if I'm correct. So I don't see it getting, I don't see it making the issue any better. To me, it looks like we're where we were. That's, you know. So anyway, that's just not my opinion.
Any other audience participation? Okay, we'll move on to item 9, approval of board minutes from the regular meeting, June 20th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganish?
I didn't receive these drafts until the meeting tonight, so I didn't have an opportunity to review them, so I'm going to have to abstain on them.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
4 yes, 1 abstention.
Motion carried. Item 10, approval of board minutes from the special meeting, June 25th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganish?
Abstain.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
4 yes. 1 abstention.
Motion carried. Move on to item 11, old business. Any old business to bring before the board? Then we'll move on to new business. Finance Committee, Mr. Hanna, chairperson?
Yes, we have, obviously, the treasurer will give his report soon, but we have several pieces of legislation today to approve. He's done a great job, and we'll talk about each issue as they come up rather than the whole.
Sounds good. Thank you. We'll move on to item number one, the treasurer's financial report. The treasurer's financial report for June 2016. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Great job.
Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganish?
I didn't receive this either, so I'm going to have to abstain.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
4 yes, 1 abstention.
Motion carried. Move on to number 2, renewal of the emergency levy. Resolution to renew the emergency levy, which is Exhibit A. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Yeah, I think we should explain it. We had a 10.75 and reduced it to 7.26.
That's what's collecting now.
That'll expire this year. We're looking at some opportunities to do some improvements. If those opportunities do not come and this levy passes, we will give the money back. But we want to be prepared if there's some opportunities. We're looking at a stadium over there. We're looking at a stadium below. We're looking at track. We're looking at lighting. We're looking at a lot of different items. So it's really, I guess you're asking for a blank right now, and it's sort of sad the way it's presented. That's about as best I can explain it. You can certainly. We want to be in a position if an opportunity comes that we can take advantage of it. So this should be one of the finest school systems academically and athletically in the state. That's.
If I can make one, the major point is this is a tax reduction. The levy was passed at 10.75, but the board was only collecting 7.6 mils. This is a renew and reduce down to 5 mils, so you will see a 2.6 mil reduction anyways. And then, like Mr. Hannon said, if these things don't materialize, the board could further reduce, similar to what they did before. They had a 10.75 and they reduced it down to 10.6 just by setting the rates lower. They had the authority. They could right now go to, well, in December, they could go to 10.75. They would have that authority to do that, but they've never done that. They've only collected 7.6. And now this would set the top at 5 mils. So they can't, they have no longer have the authority to go up to 10.75. The most they can stay at and reduce from is the five mils. So. It's a tax reduction. That's important.
Well, I think it's such a unique opportunity for us to, when you talk to voters, you have to actually try to explain it to them a couple times because you tell them that we're going to be able to reduce their taxes that they're paying and still have the opportunity to potentially do some really wonderful things for the track and the stadium and all the auditorium lights and everything we've talked about doing. But we can do it all and still reduce the tax bill that they're paying currently. So it's something that... It's exciting. It's, you know, something. But again, we're going to put it out there and hope for everyone's support and keep on that path. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to 3, donation. Resolution to accept a donation from the Sherratti Enterprises Incorporated in the amount of $3,000 to be donated to the McDonald High School football program. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Mr. Sherratti and Mr. Kirkio, he's given thousands and thousands of dollars over the last 15, 20 years. truly a blue devil at heart, but he's been very kind with his wallet.
Yeah.
You should send him a letter of appreciation from us.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 4, Board Service Fund. A resolution to approve the Board Service Fund to be used to pay expenses actually incurred by board members in performance of their duties, but may also include expenses of the official representatives for training and orientation expenses of board members-elect, not to exceed $4,000 per year. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace.
Standard policy, do you want to explain that?
This is just a standard policy to take care of any expenses. If there is a training that needs to be taken place, usually they're down at Columbus. There's some other different organizations, though, that offer local ones, too, to pay any registration fees, things of that nature. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 5, disposal of equipment. Resolution to approve the disposal of computer equipment, which is Exhibit B. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Common sense.
Yeah.
What do we do with them? We ended up contracting with a company. They came and recycled them. A lot of it was those 15-year-old technology. I mean, it was brand new in the day, but it's 15 years old, and that technology, that's pretty old. And so that all that, those huge, heavy TVs were all disposed of, and along with some support equipment with that. Anything outdated was disposed of.
Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 6, A to Z Plumbing. A resolution to approve replacing PVI 1 commercial 125-gallon hot water tank in the Roosevelt Boiler Room. Cost for parts and labor, $16,250, which is Exhibit C. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
I guess I prefer it.
Yeah. One thing to mention here is the reestablishment of, or the establishment of the replacement fund, and so thankfully, this fund was established and funded last year, and it replaced items that need replaced. The board has set aside money for that, so it's nice to have that already set aside.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 7, gas search contract. Resolution to approve a contract with Gas Search for Natural Gas for the district covering August 1st, 2016 to July 31st, 2017 at a cost of $3.18 fixed MCF at a 10-cent reduction per MCF from last year, which is Exhibit F. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
A reduction.
Yeah. It's going to pay less. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number eight, property insurance flood coverage. Resolution to add flood coverage to the previously approved property insurance contract at a cost of $1,629 for $1 million of coverage with a $25,000 deductible, which is Exhibit G. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Kudos to you, Mr. Treasurer. You negotiated that and brought this up and saved us about $3,500 a year. Obviously, we had to have the flood because we've had flooding. It appears we've solved the auditorium repair. We had some major rain, but it appears that that's taken care of. But again, through his work and diligence, I thank you for doing that.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to B, Personnel Committee. Mr. Saganich, chairperson. Any report?
No report tonight.
Move on to number one, Superintendent Contract. Resolution to approve the contract for the employment of the superintendent of the McDonald Local School District by and between the McDonald Local School District and Robert A. Roston, which is Exhibit D. I call for a motion to approve the above referenced resolution.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
This contract is substantially similar to the existing contract that Mr. Roston has. It has a one-year term. The days to be worked are 150 days. Last contract was 125, which was based on a prorated year because he started in October rather than in August. The compensation is $60,000 a year, which is the same per diem as it was in the previous contract. Two provisions that were added. There's a provision that, based upon the needs of the board, if the board determines it's necessary or appropriate, the superintendent will agree to work an additional 15 days, but this is at the discretion of the board. The other provision that was added is a tuition reimbursement provision, provide for tuition and expense reimbursement for the superintendent to obtain his license for amounts actually incurred with a cap of not to exceed $2,000.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to number two, resignation of technology coordinator. A resolution to accept the resignation of Joe Selle as technology coordinator for the McDonald Local Schools effective July 22, 2016. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? I do want to say, I know like there's some questions out there which way we're going, but I do want to say that it had nothing to do with the work and the effort that Mr. Selle put in to the district. It was a scheduling thing where we wanted to find that access during the day. So I thank him for his service to the district. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number three, high school study hall monitor. Resolution to hire Linda Prokop as high school study hall monitor on a one-year limited contract beginning with the 2016-2017 school year as per OPSI negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number four, Roosevelt Elementary Head Cook, a resolution to hire Susan Gill as elementary head cook on a one-year limited contract beginning with the 2016-2017 school year as per OPC negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klaes. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klaes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number five, transportation supervisor. Resolution to hire Wilma Silak as transportation supervisor on a one-year limited contract beginning with the 2016-2017 school year, 8-1 of 16 through 7-31 of 17. Contract will be for 206 days, 2 hours per day, $15.45 per hour, for a contract amount of $6,365.40. On the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klaes. Discussion?
Discussion. As I've stated before, I have nothing against Mrs. Silak. We've talked about this position. They wanted to combine jobs at one time, then you wanted to offer it to the two principals. We never drove a bus or were supervisors. And we had a guy from McDonald's, 11-year supervisor, paid taxes for 40 years, and helped pass levies. I just think that we should have given him the courtesy of trying it. It's not like it's nothing against this person. So it's just a position that I'm going through. So that's why I have the vote now tonight.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klaes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
No.
4 yes, 1 no.
Motion carried.